Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in our last half hour of the day. You want to join us? 855-752-4842. I'm excited because my new bestie on the radio, Joe Radazovich of the Center for American Progress Action Fund, is sticking around. He wants to hear about this new flavor of Trump corruption just as much as you want. Right. Got to hook Joe up with the deets, just like I'm going to hook all of you up with the deets as well. And I think we're going to try a new segment. Joe and I are going to work this out with my senior producer, Jamie's help. But we have the Trump corruption counter. Joe will come in once a month and we'll keep a running tally of the grift because the grift is real. Here is the news. As reported today by the New York Times, sitting in front of a packed auditorium in Dubai, a founder of the Trump family cryptocurrency, this being Eric Trump, come on, Dad, I love you, Eric Trump, made a brief but monumental announcement on Thursday. A fund backed by Abu Dhabi, meaning the United Arab Emirates Sovereign Wealth Fund. A fund backed by Abu Dhabi, Eric Trump said, would be making a $2 billion business deal using the Trump firm's digital coins. Now, quick fact check. You've heard me rail about the Melania and Donald Trump meme coins, which are basically nothing. They're not even real crypto. It's basically like, oh, I like Donald Trump, so I'll buy this stupid meme coin and he can pocket the money that I just gave him and maybe I'll be one of the biggest investors in it and get one of these private dinners with the president. It's literally pay to play. I'm not talking about the meme coins, everybody. I'm talking about something else. The graft is that big. They got to do it multiple ways all the time. Let me continue. The New York Times says this: that transaction would be a major contribution by a foreign government to President Trump's private venture, one that stands to generate hundreds of millions of dollars for the Trump family. Zach Witkoff, remember I was talking about how does all of this relate to the news of the day? Yes, Steve Witkoff, who's the one that's actually flying around trying to negotiate with foreign powers, adversaries, as well as allies, because Marco Rubio is now tethered forever to the Oval Office, trying to keep our diaper Don in line. Steve Witkoff's the one that's actually doing all the negotiating. We've heard and talked about him with reference to Ukraine. Yeah, it's Steve Witkoff's kid. So Zach Witkoff, Steve Witkoff's kid, is also a partner and founder in this business. This firm is called World Liberty Financial. I am going to put the website, the link to World Liberty Financial, in today's show notes. You can find those at civicmedia.us. Go check it out, also on Apple Pods and Spotify. This is what's called a stablecoin. I had never even heard of this before. It's called a stablecoin that was developed by World Liberty Financial, and it's basically a financing instrument, a made-up crypto financing instrument, so that when you do deals, you don't have to actually do them through banks, okay? So in this newly announced $2 billion deal that will earn the Trumps hundreds of millions, it is this United Arab Emirates-backed investment firm, MGX, and Binance, another crypto firm, that are doing this huge deal. You don't have to know who any of these entities are. Zero. Because I can't follow the bouncing ball or the dollars, and nobody really can. What you need to know is that this is like a made-up thing, and it exists in a worldwide global regulatory black hole. And by doing this deal, UAE is basically writing checks for hundreds of millions of dollars to Donald Trump. Now, do you think in the exercise of his expansive, you know, I am the king, I can commit no crimes, advancement of foreign policy, you think he might preference the United Arab Emirates who are now cutting checks for hundreds of millions of dollars to his family. I'm going to get Joe's reaction, and then I'm going to read y'all some of the fine print from the website, because it is chef's kiss rich. Joe, it is too much. Sitting on the stage, it's Steve Witkoff's kid, Eric Trump, and they're like, hey, we're all getting rich. Come on in.
Well, if they're willing to let, you know, Big Pharma buy them off to, you know, end negotiation of on prescription drugs, if they're willing to let oil companies buy them off to, you know, kill the clean energy industry, I think they're probably willing to let some foreign government buy them off to do something that's not in our interest too. Right?
It's basic, right? It's all pay to play.
For sale, where does it stop? And I do remember, I mean, I think it was about a month ago, but, you know, they paused, they stopped. There's a, you know, it's actually against the law, a lot of this stuff, but who knows? We have to figure it out. A lot of it's hard to track, but there was a Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. You know,
basically completely gutted the enforcement arm for the FCPA, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, within the Department of Justice, like that sub department. They basically reassigned all the personnel and like zeroed out the budget line item.
Yeah, they said they would restrict that. They weren't going to bring criminal charges there. They weren't going to investigate it. So, you know, I guess it's fine. They did that first, and then they invited all the corrupt foreign money.
Well, you shut down the CFPB. You announced that the SEC cannot and is not going to regulate cryptocurrencies, including stablecoin currencies like the grift announced in Dubai at one of the most gold-gilded world's most luxurious hotels. And all of this is illegal. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution says that federal officials cannot receive gifts, titles, or other benefits from foreign governments. Someone explain to me how, what is it called? The World Liberty Financial isn't itself the very existence of this thing, as well as the meme coins aren't a violation of that. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, where it gets concerning is because some of this is behind, right? We'll never know fully. How are we being harmed? How are sort of Americans' national security interests or our economic interests? One of the things he's trading away, because he does it at home all the time.
Right.
He's willing to make people pay more for drugs in order for him to get money from farmers. So what are we giving up?
Well, and that's there. All of these things are happening in tandem. What I'm going to call not just the active everyday lying, but what I'm going to call like the data cleansing and manipulation, the information manipulation. It's like psychological warfare being perpetrated on American people by our own government.
Yeah.
It's like we don't need the current version of the Russian KGB to engage in psyops. We have Donald Trump, MAGA, and all of it. Yeah. I keep saying to people, like, do you want to be the mark in the world's longest long con? Because it's, you know, and like the one thing Americans will always step in, I'm no fool. Like, you cannot fool me. Well, you're being fooled. He's literally engorging himself and his family based on the power that he claims he can unilaterally wield.
And what a just abrupt departure from what, I mean, there were a lot of bad things in the first term, a lot of corruption in the first
term.
But some of these things are pretty unhinged. I mean, on tariffs, I think it's only a few weeks ago now, but the on and off again of the tariffs and him telling people, oh, it's a great time to buy, and people rushing in, you know, to buy stocks before he, you know, pauses some of them. He lifts some of those tariffs. Or his Treasury Secretary, we know, has a ton of money, $150 million
foreign
currency bets. So the person, the treasury, his Treasury Secretary,
the guy running
maybe
this,
he's looking at a strong dollar, has open positions with the euro, with the yen, with, how are we supposed to trust that? There is a reason why we set up some of these corruption laws. We're supposed to trust these people at some point.
Well, and of course, firing all the inspectors general, right? Like shutting down the ethics investigation arms of the SEC, the DOJ, like all of it is of a piece.
I would say too.
Yeah, please. Sorry. Go ahead.
But, you know, the scenery of it all, the imagery of it all, right? And then Dubai, and I was looking it up when you were talking about
it. Oh, yes.
You know, Trump does, and how they remade the Oval Office, right? Everything's gold. Everything's
it's rich. Trashy Versailles. I mean, it's...
But he wants the person in the image, he wants you to feel rich too, right? One of his great lines, oh, we're going to make America rich again. You're going to be rich as hell, like when he's talking to his donors. And that's what he's selling. He's selling this image of wealth, and it is such a flimsy, it is such a house of cards, and it's on our backs.
Yeah, it ain't even gold filigree or gold foil. It's just yellow paint under very bright lights on a chocolate coin. Like, none of this is real. That's why I keep her. It's the world's longest both political and economic con, robbing the American people. Well, we're talking about Medicaid and an existential cut for what? It's not because there's a problem with Medicaid. Social Security overhead, right, is like 1.2%. There's no insurance company on the planet that has an overhead of 1.2%. It's efficient, right? Yeah. Does that mean
they hate how efficient it is?
Yes, they hate how efficient it is. It's not about any of this. It's about getting people to look over there while the federal government, via Donald Trump and his minions, stick their hands in working people's pockets. Why all of this? To fund $1 trillion tax cuts for the guy that is soon to be the world's first trillionaire.
Only because it's exactly on point with what you were just saying. They love talking about work requirements, right? SNAP, Medicaid, whatever, or work requirements. They're paperwork requirements. All that it's doing is giving a bunch of money to consultants. No, you know, whatever. People, there are good reasons to have a business hire a consultant. Is there a good reason for the federal government to spend millions and millions of dollars to create new paperwork requirements so that when you lose your job, you might also lose your health insurance? It's literally redirecting money from taking care of people to bureaucracy, to privately run bureaucracy where people can also make more money.
Privately run bureaucracy. You know what tough on crime got us? The private prison system. It didn't make us any safer, right? Like, you know, what are you talking about? When we look at these programs that help save American lives, there's no justification for it. It is all performative to trade on the worst impulses of Americans, right? To metastasize fear into racism, xenophobia, homophobia, and misogyny, and then to say, these are the only true Americans. It is the literal playbook of fascists the world over through the entirety of American history. And yet people seem to a certain degree beguiled. This is why I always come back to, like, you know, do people have to actually personally feel the pain to have the motivation to remove the horse blinders, right? Does it have to be proximate or personal to motivate epic size change? Speaking of epic size change, I just want to share with you, Joe, happy May Day to everyone. Yes. The protest in downtown Chicago, massive, some 50,000 plus people, as Joe and I started when we came back this half hour. Today is the largest May Day protest in the history of the United States.
Right.
Take heart, my friends. The movement continues, and so does this fine program after these next brief messages. Thanks, Joe. I can't wait to do this again.
Talk again soon.
Final thoughts when we return right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Join me, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.